Governor Andrew Cuomo has repeatedly threatened to hold up the state budget over ethics reform and other issues like education policy. Now a poll finds that voters would rather that the budget be on time. The spending plan is due March 31st, and lawmakers return to Albany today to begin several weeks of negotiations. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The Siena College survey asked voters about Cuomo's plan to make the state budget late if the legislature doesn't agree to an ethics package. It includes fuller disclosure of lawmakers' outside income. Siena spokesman Steve Greenberg says the majority, 55%, think that's a bad strategy, and many question the governor's motives.
Half the voters of the state, 50%, say it's an idle political threat. Only 42% think it's a real serious effort by the governor to get ethics reform passed in New York.
Last year, Cuomo agreed to disband a Moreland Act commission on corruption in exchange for a budget deal that included new anti-bribery laws. But critics said the package he accepted was too weak and did not go far enough. Poll respondents do believe that cleaning up corruption in Albany is very important. 92% say it's a serious problem. The assembly speaker was recently arrested and charged with operating a multi-million-dollar scheme of bribery and kickbacks and had to resign. The U.S. attorney is in the midst of several other anti-corruption investigations. But Greenberg says voters are also concerned that the past 4 years of orderly budgets could end and New York could go back to the decades-long tradition of late budgets and dysfunction.
Interestingly, the governor himself may have created this problem for himself. Look, every year for the last 4 years, he's touted an on-time budget, that it shows an end to dysfunction in Albany. He campaigned for re-election last year, consistently talking about 4 on-time state budgets in a row. Well, voters have gotten used to it, and they like it, and they want to continue to see it.
In addition to putting his ethics reform package in the budget, Cuomo has also added other policy items to the state spending plan, including education changes. Cuomo wants 100 more charter schools, stricter teacher evaluations, an education tax credit for private schools, and the DREAM Act, which would give college aid to children of immigrants who came to the country illegally. A 2004 court decision limited the legislature's ability to make changes to the governor's spending plan, and Cuomo has increasingly put more policy language into the budget, including raising the minimum wage in 2013 and increasing penalties for texting while driving in 2014. Susan Lerner with Common Cause says it's a slippery slope to put more and more unrelated items into the budget.
Most of the negotiations take place behind closed doors, and these issues and the public don't have the benefit of a full legislative process, which is designed, after all, to allow different voices to be heard and to build a consensus.
Governor Cuomo has argued that he has more leverage with the often divided state legislature to get things passed when they're included in the budget than his standalone bills during the rest of the session. Lerner says that's a sorry statement on how Albany operates.
That, I think, is an indictment of our legislature and a breakdown in the legislative process.
Ultimately, the governor has the upper hand in the budget talks. Under a practice begun by his predecessor, former Governor David Paterson, Cuomo can offer lawmakers a choice. They can accept his spending plan with all the other policy changes included, or reject it and shut down the government. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.